This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Surprise, surprises galore. Hello. It's showtime again. Another hour of conversation from the DJ Beers. Can I make a verb out of this, Victoria? The DJ Beers. You're always being, you scrutinize the use of my taking nouns and making them into verbs.
Well, if we're DJ Beers, we wouldn't be a verb. We'd be a gerund.
No, we'd be a gerund.
And we'd need a uniform.
Yes, let's have, what would the uniform, ladies, you can design the uniform, what would it consist of? How would you
some form of pajamas,
us?
Hopefully.
Pajamas. Yeah,
something comfortable.
I was thinking glitter, but okay.
You could add a little glitter.
Glittery pajamas, they'd be okay. Hi, Jennifer, let us glitterize. There's another verb, hello. Is that a, yeah, that's a verb, we to glitterize. That would be, the definition of to glitterize would be to bring glitter into the world that we are in at the moment. The world that we are in at the moment with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling's conversation. So let us get started with some of the trenders, Jen.
Well, I always like to tell you about some of the crazy things that are happening in the state of California.
Yes.
And got a perfect example of one of the stories that is making national headlines in addition to local headlines. San Francisco has begun to register non-citizens, including undocumented immigrants, so illegal immigrants, to register to vote.
Yay!
What? Everybody says, what? Yeah, this started on Monday, and it's for the November election for the city school board. This is all according to the San Francisco Chronicle, who reports that the move follows the passage of a 2016 ballot measure by San Francisco voters opening school elections to non-citizens who are over the age of 18, city residents, and have children under age 19, according to the publication. So they call it a no-brainer legislation. Essentially, this is the first time that an American city will give illegal immigrants the right to vote in an election for local office. Now, that means that they're not going to be able to vote for what are some of the big races that will be going on in California. They won't be able to vote for governor. In 2018, but they'll be able to vote for school board. How are they going to monitor this? I hate to be a negative Nelly because I like to believe the best in people, but I just have a hard time believing that the poll workers are going to be able to say, okay, you can vote for this race, but not for that race. I don't know how that's going to actually work. I don't know that they do have two ballots.
Here's an illegal ballot, and here's a legal ballot. That's
just there some sort of identification or a card that you get for local? There must be some way that they're...
That's part of the issue.
Something like a voter registration card that's like a restricted one.
As part of the issue with what's going on. Plus, California does not do voter ID. So once you're registered to vote, you're sort of registered to vote. So that's why the other side of this issue, and actually many people in California are kind of going crazy about this because we can't, there's no way for people to distinguish the two. So kind of an interesting one. And as you know, California sometimes leads the way for the rest of the nation, but that's,
I don't think the rest of the nation.
Are you kidding?
I don't know, I do. I know California does lead the nation with a lot of things that are environmental and things like that. Yeah. But I don't think that the rest of the nation's going to catch on to this one. This sounds crazy, and I'm saying that as a New Yorker. Like,
welcome to San Francisco.
Crazy. Yeah. Can't they clean up the poop first before they worry about, you know, who gets to vote in a school board election?
Yeah, that was actually what was kind of funny. The mayor who just took office said, I've never seen this much poop before in my life. Well, you're the mayor.
Right.
I've never heard this much poop before in my life about
the streets of San Francisco. And, you know, the sad thing is San Francisco is a beautiful place. I have no desire to go there right now. When you go stay in a hotel and they hand you a feces map, check please, pass.
That sounds funny, but I know it's not. It's true.
It's true.
It sounds like it's not a real thing, but it is.
Wow.
God.
I didn't know that.
Places to avoid. They say, avoid this one, avoid that. Yeah.
Well, you get, hepatitis A, is it?
Oh, is that? Wouldn't that be nice?
Is that, Yeah,
not quite the mug that you want that says "My heart belongs in San Francisco."
My poop belongs in San Francisco.
Yeah, what'd you get in San Francisco? Oh, happy.
Yeah. I went to San Francisco and all I got was hepatitis A. That's the new T-shirt.
I could make you can make a song out of that. I went to San Francisco.
I left my poop in San Francisco.
I left my poop
if you
in
can't beat
San
him, join
Francisco.
Him.
Yes. All right, some business and money news. Japan and the European Union have signed a trade deal that pretty much gets rid of all the tariffs on products they trade. Listen to this, what has been created out of where a lot of people are talking about, and it's important for people to understand the significance of these the tariffs, the tariff wars or whatever, the trade talks, all of this stuff, even though because we become a global economy, now these sorts of things affect us, even if they are between Japan and the European Union. This will affect us because of the way we ship things to Japan, what we buy from Japan, what we ship and sell to Europe, and what we buy from them. President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, and the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe. Is it Abe or Abe? Abe. Anyway, signed the treaty, the agreement in Tokyo. Mr. Tusk called the deal the largest bilateral trade deal ever, and I don't argue with that. All the people, all the customers in these two, we're talking probably between all of the Europeans and about half a billion people or more customers. The deal was mostly hashed out in the conversations they've been having over the past year, and the signing had been scheduled before the, it was supposed to be earlier this month, but the Prime Minister of Japan canceled his trip because of the weather in Japan. Remember we talked earlier in the week about the landslides, the flooding. A couple of hundred people have been killed so far there. So anyway, these measures don't go into effect right away. The deal eliminates about 99% of all of the tariffs on Japanese goods exported to the EU. You don't think that's going to affect what Chinese? The Chinese are going to have to, somehow or other, in order to sell their stuff, because the Japanese, remember, make a lot of the same things that the Chinese do, only because the Chinese do it cheaper, Japan's sort of been aced out. But without the, this is the way I read it anyway, without the tariffs, it makes it cheaper to buy stuff made in Japan than buy stuff made in China with the current state of tariffs that are on the products from China. Japanese consumers be able to pay less for things like wine and dairy products as well. And Europeans buying cars, especially, that's a big deal.
It's a good deal for Japan because, well, I'm just thinking of wine and dairy because we need wine and dairy.
Do you need anything else?
I know, right? And they don't have they don't really have wine and dairy as staples in Japan. And then that's good for the EU, but where does it leave America? Are we completely shut out of that?
Yeah, we are at the moment. We on purpose. These guys are giving us a message, sending the government a message. So let me just fast forward. This is the reason people like, if I can say this modestly, people like listening to this program is because of how we take these issues apart. Yeah, okay, here's the news, here's the story. What does it mean to you? So here's what it means to you. If you go to Japan and you go into the duty-free shop. Remember, every airport and every place in the world has a duty-free shop. So you go into the duty-free shop, and they got some of these things here that would otherwise have a tariff on them. Remember, if they take all the tariffs off, then there is no tax at all. Duty-free is supposed to be tax without tax. I'm thinking this is going to affect what Americans who are going through or visiting Japan, what they might buy to bring home, frankly, because I'm not talking about stuff made in Japan as much as I am stuff made in Europe that may end up in Japan. Does that make any sense?
Not really. So what you mean, going, this will benefit
Excuse
Americans?
Excuse me, you don't like my explanation?
Well, just need clarification.
Yeah. clear as mud.
Go ahead.
So wait, this means that this is you're talking about tourists going through Japanese airports will be able to buy these European goods without a tax.
Yes. Yes.
But that doesn't... Right, but that's such a small number of people.
I'm talking... Start.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, does this affect America as a country with our
trade
with Japan, and it's a separate issue.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to say no to that. Of course it does, because the trade stuff, as I said, we get started with this, the world is interlocked. It's crazy. It's a crazy world of buying and selling. And the tariff thing, I think we just scratched the surface of that. Also in business and money news, the Bank of America has announced that deposits made on mobile devices like your smartphone, your tablets, are outpacing those made at branches. This is the first time this has happened. This is what Victoria does. Customers log into Bank of America's mobile app 1.4 billion times just in the last quarter. So this is a rapid expansion, if you will, or an adoption of mobile banking. Big banks shrink the number of expensive branches they operate. Bank of America has 1,700 fewer branches than it did 10 years ago. 28% fewer than they did 10 years ago. I don't know why anybody does business with Bank of America. Anyway, it is a big bank, but they suck.
Well, I'm in Manhattan, so real estate is obviously at a premium, and any other major city, it's the same way. But banks take up so much space, and every time I look, it doesn't matter what the branch is, whether it's Chase or TD Bank or Bank of America, they're all empty. There's like one or two, there's a bunch of empty cubicles, one or two people working inside. It must just be for show at this point.
I have this lady that has been my friend since we were, she's about the same age as I am. She takes care of when I walk in the door, go to her for deposits. We talk about what's going on in town. Very pleasant. 20 after the hour.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A woman in Philadelphia having an argument with her boyfriend in a restaurant got so angry she threw a soft drink at him. Then, as she was storming away, she slipped on the wet floor and broke her tailbone. Never mind that the floor was wet because of the drink she herself had thrown. She was still so angry she decided to sue. She did not sue the boyfriend because he didn't have any money. She sued the restaurant for having a wet floor. A jury ordered the restaurant to pay her $113,000. Her medical bills were real, of course, but does that make the business owner responsible? Looking through the lens of liberty, if we see any law-abiding citizen being held liable for the bad behavior of another, it ought to make us all angry, and we should do something about it.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Thank you.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
From Cats, right?
Yes. Even if you never saw it, I think everybody knows that, right?
Knows this song, yeah.
Yeah.
And is this, who is this singing this version of it, Kara?
I'm pretty sure this one's Barbara.
From the show? This is Barbara Streisand.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Is it?
Is it? I don't know. It's somebody.
Cracking
it. What does Barbara sound like?
Not this is probably just a Broadway.
All right,
this is probably just a Broadway recording.
You ask, yeah. I give you an answer, whether it's right or wrong. I don't know.
Not to me. It's okay. Jennifer Hudson and Taylor Swift are joining James Corden and Ian McClellan in a newly announced film adaptation of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Broadway hit Cats. Tom Hooper, who directed Anne Hathaway through her Oscar-winning performances in Les Misérables, has been linked to the film, a couple of years in the works. Cats will be adapted for the screen by the writer Billy Elliot. Wow, that goes back a ways. Jennifer Hudson confirmed the news of her casting in a post on social media, stating, well, I guess the cat's out of the bag. Ah, 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 ah. Anyway, she's going to play Grizabella, the former glamour cat who sings one of the musical's most widely recognized numbers, which we just heard. Casting details and other members still under wraps. Production is going to be later this year in England. Taylor Swift's latest movie role was The Giver. I didn't know that she was actually in a movie before.
She's had little bit parts.
Little parts here and there.
Two movies, maybe three.
I think she has weird eyes. Don't you think she has weird eyes? Some of her eyes.
Actually, it's funny that you say that, because a lot of people say she has cat eyes.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is perfect for her then. Yeah.
And she loves cats. She is a self-professed cat lady.
There you go.
So
Corden has a background in theater, co-starred in the Into the Woods movie musical with Meryl Streep and Emily Blunt. Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical, based on the T.S. Eliot Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats, a collection of poems about the secret world of cats. The musical version, first performed in 81 in London before it came to Broadway. Cats has become the fourth longest-running show in West End history. So there you go. Cats. And the movie, what do we expect from the movie?
The movie's going to be really fun. Although sometimes movies based on musicals don't really work.
Flat.
The Producers was flat. Mm-hmm. Jersey Boys, a lot of people saw and said that was flat.
I thought that was okay. Yeah.
So, well, compared to the Broadway musical itself, a lot of people said it was flat.
Yeah.
The Producers with Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane, they starred on Broadway together, and I saw them together on Broadway, and then the movie I thought was flat. So it's hard to
do that. Next up, musically, Kelly Clarkson has advised Maren Morris to drink more red wine. Really, Kelly Clarkson says she wholeheartedly knows the benefits of unwinding with a glass of red, especially around raising a couple of children, but not everybody seems to understand. Maren Morris tweeted, "Guys, I hate to tell you this, but red wine is gross. Hashtag unrefined palate," to which Clarkson quickly labeled blasphemy. Kelly added, quote, "I mean, maybe you haven't had the right glass of Pinot Noir. Yeah, that too. She continued, "This calls for a winery tour. Seriously, we have to fix this." After fans jumped
into
the
conversation. Jennifer would totally say, we need to fix this.
So how do I get on this winery tour with Maren Morris and Kelly Clarkson?
Right?
I want to go.
How fun would that be?
All right, there it is. The two ladies are getting sloshed. Kelly Clarkson and Maren Morris. How old is Maren Morris?
Mid to late 20s, I think. Yeah, maybe like 26, 27. Yeah, something like that.
Okay. 28 past the hour on the DJB show. Why don't you pull me close?
Why don't you come? Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders and Accel 1-subject notebooks are $1.92 each. And 5 packs of Bic soft-feel retractable pens are only 50 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 7/28/18. Limit 5 on Bic.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters. They cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave ventilation unit plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. More information at dryhomenow.com. That's dryhomenow.com or call 888-782-WAVE. That's 888-782-WAVE.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump at the U.S. steel mill in Granite City, touting how he believes his trade policies, including steel tariffs, have helped to bring jobs back there. But the president also spoke on other topics to the crowd of 500 or so, including North Korea.
When I met with President Obama, it sounded like he was ready to go to war with North Korea. It sounded like he was ready to go to war. I said, "Did you ever speak to him?" "No." I said, "Wouldn't it be nice to at least speak?"
Although no formal deal is in place yet, President Trump and top administration officials are touting Wednesday's agreement with the European Union to work toward a free trade deal. Republican Senator Richard Shelby says he welcomes the move.
I think that's good news. I've thought all along that tariffs. From our side, tariffs on their side is not the answer.
Trump announced Wednesday that the U.S. and EU has agreed to begin talks geared toward removing all tariffs and trade barriers imposed on each other. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Four and a half the hour now here with the business of passion, persistence, and good product. This is the DJV show. I'm happy to be at the helm. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer's other studio life in Los Angeles got flushed away. I think that's part of what's going on. A number of things got flushed away. So she's out picking blueberries today. As a matter of fact, what a great day to do it, because today is National Pick Your Blueberry Day. Guess it depends on your definition of blueberry. I happen to like those little beautiful blueberries on bushes. There are big ones and there are small ones. And you know how you can tell the difference? You know what the difference is, Victoria, between a big blueberry and a small blueberry?
The small ones are wild blueberries.
That's very good. Wow. Very good. I'm impressed. It's come mostly from Maine as well. Maine blueberries are wild blueberries. The other ones are cultivated blueberries that you get from, they can be from bushes in the ground or hydroponics. But yes, that is it. Native to our continent, North America, blueberries are healthy and nutritious. If you have lots of blueberries, I do every day eat like a half a bucket of blueberries because they're great for your brain, great for your body, great for life. 90% of all the blueberries are grown in North America. The U.S. is the world's largest producer of blueberries. Let's add a tariff How about that? How about we charge everybody 90% tariff to stay healthy by eating our blueberries? What an idea. I'm surprised some politician hasn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's because they probably don't eat blueberries and they don't know how good they are. They contain the highest level of antioxidants of all the fruits and all the veggies, high in fiber as well. So the older you get, the more you like that fiber. Medicinal benefits include improved memory. That's how I can remember what you said to me last week, Victoria.
Yeah, because you're great at that.
It fights Alzheimer's, cancers, it's great for your heart, and so much more. So eat lots of blueberries. You know, they're replacing the billboards around for Chick-fil-A that have cows on them and it says, eat more chicken. Now they're going to replace them with, eat more blueberries.
As they should. The wild blueberries, they're not as fun to eat if you're just eating a handful.
No, I only eat
wild blueberries, but I make them in smoothies.
Put them
and
in
the reason
pie.
Is wild. Yeah, that's true. Wild blueberries are, and this doesn't apply to the other larger kind, but wild blueberries have something in them that it actually draws heavy metals from your body.
Right.
And so if you have used aluminum in your antiperspirant for a long period of your life, which a lot of people have, if you have any type of heavy metals that just exist in your tap water, you know, all of that is a direct link to Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yep.
And so if you include wild blueberries in your diet and throw them into a smoothie or however you, in a pie, whatever you want to do, that significantly reduces your heavy metal toxicity in your body.
Good point. I'm just wild about blueberries.
Well, we have to switch to wild blueberries then.
I get whatever I can. If I can find wild blueberries, I eat them. Target, good dog. Target has the big one. Most of them commercially big stores, but if you go to Trader Joe's, you'll often find the wild blueberries there.
And they come frozen right from Maine, so Wyman is a great brand. And I just buy the organic ones, and you throw them right into a smoothie, and they're delicious.
Organic wild blueberries. Great, great, great. All right, so here is another item to be aware of today. It's National Don't Step on a Bee Day. Bees, world's largest pollinators, 20,000 species of bees. How many people knew that?
I used to
call them bumblebees when I was a kid. Bumblebees, honeybees. Their bodies specifically are made for collecting pollen, fine hairs in their little butts. The pollen gets stuck to it, and the pollen then goes into pollen baskets on the back of the bee's legs, where it stays while being transported. You'd think if you were a female bumblebee, you'd want to shave your legs, because there's lots of hair on a female bumblebee. You didn't know that, right?
Did not.
But I was, as a kid, never forget, this is my first real deal with bees. I was probably maybe 10 years old. And my Uncle Sam Mayo, who was more my father in many ways than my own father, he and I were going to a hay field. Matter of fact, I still mow and get the hay off of this particular field. And I remember we parked on the side of the road. I got out, and my foot went into a hole. And it was a mud wasp nest. There's mud wasps in the ground. And the bees went up my pants.
Well, those aren't bees. Those are different. Those are
bees
are no. Wasps don't pollinate. Bees
They're called wasps, but they're bees, but they are called mud wasps. Anyway, the point is, my first encounter with a bee wasn't a great one, but since then, I've thought that I've learned to have great respect for bees and what they do, and that's really as clever as it may be to suggest today is don't step on a bee day. What you don't know is that everything you eat that has anything to do with the natural chain of things, that is, if it's not made in a factory like a hot dog, then you need a bee for it. And this goes for the grasses, a lot of the things that cows eat. If you're a meat eater, cows eat a lot of corn. You'd have no corn were it not for bees. You wouldn't have anything. And for those people who don't know that, it's obvious honey comes as a byproduct of bees, but bees are necessary for all the food that we have. Yeah. And because of those bastards at Monsanto, they're killing the bees by the millions because of the insecticides whatever the stuff Roundup. Is that's in them, Roundup, yep. all that stuff. There's
and
a lot
know,
of pollution.
Unfortunately, the bees are actually drawn. There's something in the chemical makeup of Roundup yeah. that maybe the scent or whatever. And unfortunately, bees are actually drawn to it, and yeah. then it kills them. And so there bees are practically extinct now. They're on like the endangered
well,
species
yeah,
list.
They are
in
some
this country.
Circumstances. Yeah.
Well, in this country, they are in many many states.
Yep.
There are a lot of projects trying to help repollinate the bees.
So you want to help the bees? Look to
help
bring pollinator plants to your yard
mm-hmm.
or your garden, and don't spray pesticides, insecticides, insidious stuff. That's the way you want to get rid of the bees. And then you won't be able to eat, and so it'll be the end of everything, I think. And I'm not being facetious. I may be a little dramatic in it, but it is the bees that give us life. So
yeah.
let's not mess it up. All right. Calitrin is, in my opinion, in my experience, the number one choice for weight loss. I've never really gone on a weight loss program because I don't usually have. I mean, you look at me, you don't think this guy's got a weight problem because I really don't. I just am uncomfortable with that role that settles in because I have a bad lower back, so I can't do sit-ups, and it's hard for me to do push-ups and that sort of thing, which are a good. When you do planks, that's really good for your stomach. But because my lower back is bad, that's really not an option for me, at least if I want to be intelligent. I'm not always intelligent with what I do with my body, but I'll tell you, the pain that comes from me doing those exercises is not worth it. So I need to find another way to work off or shake off that little roll that I get, and Calitran has become my choice for doing this. It's been around for 30 years. The essential active ingredient in Calitran is collagen protein, and is one of the, I think Jack Stockwell explained to us yesterday or the day before, the real reason this works is because it eats up, when you're adding muscle, it eats up the fat. And collagen will, with a good exercise program, it'll do away with the fat, because the collagen produces muscle from the fat, the protein that's in it, the peptides. I mean, Jack gets into the weeds too much, and half the time I don't understand what he's talking about. Either Karen and I, but we listen to him because he's one of the smartest guys I know, and he goes off onto these tangents about what makes it all work. I don't want to know why it works. I want to know it works. Look at the testimonials at their website, toploss.com. It works. You'll take my word for it, and then you'll try it, and you'll be telling other people, yep, Doug was right. You lose weight. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the special deal. Toploss.com. Lose the weight with Calitrin.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here is today's Automotive News. I'm Nick Miles. America's biggest road trip is underway, called Mini Takes the States, in which Mini owners and enthusiasts gather for 8 days of road tripping in the fashion of the Great American Vacation. There are two groups. One starts in Portland, Oregon, and the other in Miami, Florida. Both groups end up in Keystone, Colorado. Around 1,000 Minis will drive in convoy, with many teams doing the entire east or west route. This is all in aid of Feeding America, helping raise money and meals for food banks. For more, go to Mini Takes the States or OurAutoExpert.com.
Easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
When it comes to cryptocurrencies and blockchain technologies, Pegasus FinTech is a full-service token accelerator that assists companies that want to run a public initial blockchain offering, or PIBCO for short. The Pegasus team consists of experienced financial professionals and partners to provide key business, legal, accounting, technology, and funding strategies and processes. Pegasus is the first company to adopt the PIBCO standard, which differentiates it from unregulated ICOs or initial coin offerings that may not be compliant with jurisdictional securities laws. Learn more about Pegasus FinTech and how they can help your company at PegasusFinTech.com. That's PegasusFinTech.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS. This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 per generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
All right, sports news here. The former Celtic player who was a Hall of Famer, I remember this guy well from when I was a kid, actually, or much younger. Seven-time NBA champion Frank Ramsey has passed away at the age of 86, played for the Celtics from 54 to 64. The statement from the team yesterday honoring his career as the original sixth man because of his legacy off the court. As a seven-time NBA champion and the original sixth man, Ramsey helped create a legacy of excellence. Very selfless guy. He was part of the Celtics, the Red Auerbach. Most of you don't remember Red Auerbach, but he was the coach, found this guy Ramsey, liked him, honed him into something. He was in the military for part of his career. He went in the middle, which is very unusual, but that was the kind of guy he was. He just thought it was important for him to do it, and they didn't want him to go, but he did. Red Auerbach was a very interesting guy. He couldn't handle that. He couldn't make a basketball shot if his life depended on it. Yet he was probably, of all of the coaches of any basketball team of any era, he was probably the best. He was very sage in his ability to get people to work together. The Celtics were one of the first teams to really integrate, really bring in a lot of big black players. There was a no-no early. And when I was a kid in the 50s, you didn't see any black players. You didn't see black. Very rarely did you see them. And Auerbach brought them all in, and he brought Larry Bird in. Bird helped. They all got along well together. It was that kind of a group. So anyway, Ramsey's got a great basketball leg.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, as it's food news time here on the DJV program. Let's talk about summer food, Victoria, shall we? Or some All of right. the things that keep you cool and healthy. Had a conversation on the Your Hidden Power program. I'm going to get to the story, the metaphysical world and how fascinating it is. Every week there's a podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com focusing on that sort of thing. And I talked this week to a woman from Chinese medicine, has a background in Chinese medicine. We talked about why it's important to eat warm foods at this time of year when we mostly want to eat cool foods, right? We want to have salads. You want to drink a lot of really cold water or cold drinks. But she says, no, that's not a good idea. You should avoid those sorts of things, as you should avoid fatty food like chicken, red meat, that kind of stuff. Not good. Lighten your proteins. Choose light fish. I think if I remember correctly, Carrie, you were listening to the conversation. Vegetarian meals. Summertime is a good time to be a vegan. Salads, they're okay. Eat raw food, but that's something that is important all around the whole year. Eating raw foods is very important to do. But in the summer, we try it again. Cool, but room temperature is the best temperature in which to eat these foods. We're not talking about raw meat and stuff. We're talking about carrots and things that come out of the garden. That's sort of the fresh veggies. But in terms of water, drinking a lot of water this time of year is very important, but not iced. It should be room temperature. Otherwise, it draws digestive fire. It'll make a mess of your body. Who would have thought? I drink, because it's I'm outside on the farm so much, I just drink gobs of water. I bet I drink over a gallon, and I make it cold, too, which is not what this person said we should be doing. So, and speaking of water, there's a focus on bottled water, especially at this time of year. If you leave a bottle of water in your car or your pickup or whatever you're driving, and it gets hot, and then you drink it, and it's in a plastic bottle, you're asking for it. Now, the water tastes funny when you do that, and that's because the chemicals from the plastic soak into, leach, I guess is the word, right, Victoria? Mm-hmm. Leaches into the water itself. So if you can get an old kind of thermos or something in which you put the water and you keep it in your control, better for you. Water,
yeah, just
from
get a stainless
hot
steel
bottle.
Don't get a plastic anything really, but just get a stainless steel thermos and keep your water in that, and that's the safest way to do it. But I'm sure all of us have done this. You know,
you've
got a bottle of water that you left there, and then maybe it gets really hot, and then sometimes it cools down again, so you drink it, and it tastes gross. Well, there you go. That's the proof right there. You're drinking chemicals, and they're really bad chemicals too. It's BPA, which, you know, that causes brain defects in babies. That's why the plastic baby bottles are no longer made with BPA. So it's serious stuff. It's not, obviously the bottled water industry says that everything's fine and that it's safe, but it's not.
Of course it is. Pizza Hut in food news. They say they want to have a healthier product, so they're going to serve only antibiotic-free chicken wings. What? It's going to take them until 2022 to do this. What a joke this is. First of all,
I thought it was illegal. This is where I'm confused about food labeling. I thought it was illegal already, based on when you look at TV commercials for Purdue or whatever, that it's illegal to serve chickens that are given hormones and antibiotics. That's why every kind of brand now says antibiotic-free, never given
any
hormones
illegal,
or antibiotics.
But it's not illegal, but it's not smart marketing, because people get it now.
So
they
basically
understand.
Only the cheapest of cheap brands.
Yeah, garbage. Antibiotics and garbage, there's an equal sign between the two of them.
Yeah.
And it started with the beef industry, or the milk industry, when these farmers were loading up their cows with the BPH, which made them give more milk. But, no. Take it from me, Farmer Doug. You don't want that. You don't want it in your meat. You don't want it in your milk. You don't want it any place. No antibiotics anywhere. Now, that doesn't mean the cows, if they're sick, shouldn't have antibiotics, but you ought not to be. I mean, you got to, like you take antibiotics. You let it work its way through the system. You don't, you know, immediately eat the meat after that or drink the milk after that. You got to, it has a time that it takes to get out of the body. So, anyway, Pizza Hut says they're going to be bad. Listen, hang a lot of hooey when it comes to them. It's 59 past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.